I am a graduate student in the Department of Entomology here at the University of Wisconsin, and I study bumblebees and how bumblebees kind of use their landscape, so bumblebee foraging and bumblebee pollination.
What will be your topic discussion at Science on Tap?
Science on Tap, I'm kind of going to be talking about both my research on bumblebees and also the contribution that wild native pollinators, things like bumblebees, sweat bees, and mason bees, make towards agriculture and ecological processes. So in the importance of wild insects for pollination, basically.
There's been a lot of discussion about the dwindling bee population. What's the latest on that?
Definitely, yeah. There's a huge focus on how pollinators have been declining over the past 10 to 20 years. And for the most part, most people are concerned about honeybees, right? They're concerned about the biggest, most important organism for that, which is the honeybee, because of their size and their colonies and how often that we use them and manage pollination for things like apples and cranberries. And in reality, just beyond the honeybee is declining, we have wild bee declines across pretty much the entire world with the exception of a few places. And for the most part, it's kind of a complicated story. A lot of people like to point the finger at single causes, things like pesticides or colony collapse disorder, but it's really beyond that. It's kind of a multifaceted, complicated story with a lot of different factors at play. Pesticides certainly are playing a role in it, but so are things like how we use our landscape, so how we go about farming, plant diversity, imported and novel diseases and parasites, all sorts of stuff is at play here. And for the most part, things have kind of been stabilizing a little bit with honeybees over the past few years. Colony collapse disorder has kind of toned down quite a bit. There haven't been any reported cases in recent history. But there's still definitely some major concern for wild pollinators because of how we manage our agricultural systems and kind of their status as it is right now.
And there are other pollinators besides bees, correct?
There are, yeah, exactly. So bees are the most important group by far. They are the best at doing what they do. They've evolved for millions of years with flowers to be able to take advantage of them. And the flowers have responded in turn and basically try to attract these things. But we also have things like flies, which pollinate a lot of things that we care about. Things like onions and carrots are actually pollinated oftentimes by flies. And we also have beetles, butterflies and moths, birds, especially things like hummingbirds, and even some mammals like bats that can be pollinators as well.
And you'll be discussing all of that coming up. What else would you like to add?
I'm just excited to be able to get up there and talk about my research and kind of share the wonderful, awesome things that bumblebees and our other native bees can do for us, and just why they're such fascinating creatures to study.